T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Kennedy. Here's your podcast for Thursday, February 21st. It was a day today. So I had a real-life Tinder tale happen. We talked Jussie Smollett. Annie decided she can't be 24 anymore. And of course, it wouldn't be Thursday without War of the Roses. It's Carson and Kennedy's War
of Roses. Well, I met a friend for coffee the other day, and like she was really nervous to talk to me. She was shaking. She didn't know what to say. So I was like, what the hell is going on with you? And she was like, well, I have to tell you that I saw Todd, who's my boyfriend, at the bar with some woman with his arm around some hoe and talking really close to her. And she said they even left together. She tried to follow him, but they got into a cab.
Right.
And left together.
That's a good, that's a good friend. Like, she was willing to follow her for you.
Yeah. Magnum PI on the case there.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, she's a really good friend of mine. But, yeah, I don't know if it's true. And if it is true, then I don't know what I'm going to do.
All right. Well, you understand how this works. We will keep you on the line. Be very quiet. Kennedy will pretend to work for his cell phone company. Going to offer up a dozen long-stemmed romantic red roses. And we'll see who Todd sends them to. Kennedy will use the name Shelly. You ready, Kennedy?
I'm ready.
Shelly, sorry.
I'm ready.
All right.
Get something character now. Shh.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Todd?
This is Todd.
Hi, Todd. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Oh, good.
Just want to preface this by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and I wanted to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Oh, wow. Flowers would be great.
Okay. Is there someone you'd like to send them to?
I do have somebody in mind, but I have a temporary address, so she'll only be there for a couple of months.
Oh, that's not a problem. They should be delivered to you within like 3 business days, so.
Oh, great.
Okay, cool. Who would you like to send the flowers to?
Can you send them to Tammy?
Tammy? Tammy. Who the hell is Tammy? Are you cheating on me?
Okay.
Wait, what is this? What's going on?
Chrissy, seriously. I asked you to wait.
Gotta be quiet for a minute.
Todd, this is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. This is something we call War of the Roses. And obviously that was Chrissy. Who's Tammy?
Yeah, who is Tammy? Is she the from the club? The one that was hanging all over you at the bar? Is that who she is?
Whoa, hold on a second. I barely, what are you talking about?
Listen to me, okay? Stop playing stupid, because Shauna saw you out last weekend with some Who is it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Shauna said that you were cuddled up next to the bar with some hoe. Okay, don't act like you don't know. Start remembering, okay?
Wow.
At the bar? That was my cousin Tammy.
Your cousin. I think you're full of shit, number one, because I've never heard of you having a cousin named Tammy.
Yeah, she's staying here for a semester. We just went out for some drinks.
Well, why the hell haven't I ever heard of her before, and why haven't I seen her?
I told you I was going out, didn't I?
No, you didn't tell me you were going out. And another thing, why the hell were you getting all up on her?
It was loud at the bar, and I was trying to listen to her.
Yeah, okay, so why the f*** are you sending her roses?
She likes roses. I thought they would add, I don't know, a little color to a place.
Oh, bullshit. She's not your f***ing cousin. You're lying.
I swear to you, this is my cousin.
Well, then you must be a cousin, because no romantic roses and goes home with somebody that they're not sleeping with.
What are you talking about?
Cousin, you're a cousin.
You're insane.
Oh, I'm insane.
Okay, I think he's gone. Well,
whatever.
Well, that's a couple of fines waiting to happen.
Yeah, if you could have waited another maybe 30 seconds, we could have found out what was going to go on the card.
I could not wait. I'm so enraged right now. I couldn't even wait.
I can hear it in your voice.
He might have signed a cousin. Who knows?
I mean, is he serious?
Yeah. Here's what I think, Chrissy. I think you're going to be okay. I think you've got the personality. You'll be fine. You're probably better off without this dude.
Yeah, because he's a feeding liar, but I'm still enraged about this. I don't like to be lied to.
Right. No one does.
I wouldn't lie to you.
No.
Jesus.
All right. Talk to you later, Chrissy. Thanks for listening to the show.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
There are some people you don't cross in this world. Chrissy is one of them.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
My life, dating-wise anyway, is a bit of a hot mess. I
I prefer the term room for improvement.
You know, I'm figuring it all out. I'm not trying to date one person at the same time.
Nope.
I'm dating a few people at the same time, and it's fun, you know.
Sowing some wild oats, if you
whatever.
Will.
So what I had intended on doing today was bringing you guys some Kennedy's Tinder tales, so let's do that.
Best intro ever.
Online love life is not going great. Fail after fail, on date after date. Kennedy just wants to party and have a good time.
Hey, 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 hey.
Don't call her fat or a liar, or she'll kick your behind.
Don't do it, don't do it.
Send Kennedy an email or send her a text.
Oh, I'm dying.
And if you are named George, well, thank you, next.
No, George is over her.
Now is the time to hear the stories of her dating fans. These are Kennedy's Tinder Tales.
So I was going to bring you guys today all of the bad lines that I've gotten on Tinder. I've been saving them over the past few months. However, in real life, I had something much more exciting happen. So last night, I was at the Boston Harbor Hotel for the Boston Wine Festival. And I met my girlfriend Lee, who works here as well. And we decided to go to the bar for a drink first. We got there early.
Yeah,
a little cocktail, catch up, because I haven't seen her in a while. So this guy walks by in a suit, and he sets his drink down on our table. And he says, "Hey, ladies, I'm going to put this here just for a minute while I go to the bathroom. Should I pick it up on my way back?"
That's a bold strategy.
You're kidding me.
So I looked at him, and you know, the look on my face usually says, "Thank you, next." But I was like, "Well played, nice line." So I gave him a high five. He's like, "It's not a line." I'm like, "Okay." So needless to say, he comes back. And I mean, he's like, "So I'm sitting, right? I'm sitting. I'm going to sit. And he sits next to Lee, real close. And he starts to chat. And he just kept moving closer and closer. He'd had a little bit to drink. I'm going to say that.
But liquid courage.
Nice enough fella. And so he tells us, he likes to talk about himself. He has a good job. And clearly makes a great deal of money.
All right.
And is single and is not afraid to tell you about it. So he said that once upon a time, these girls who he'd been hanging out with left him a present.
And it girls.
Was a, girls. And it was a pillow. And the pillow said, "Single, handsome, what was the third one? Something, and humble." Because he's not humble. But it was funny, nonetheless.
So every box was checked, but...
Right. So he said, he looked over to us and he goes, "What's on your pillow?"
Hopefully me.
Not even. He just wanted to know your four words that were on your pillow. Right? But, right? I looked at him and I said...
I shook.
I know. I looked at him and I said, "I'm stealing this. I'm talking all about you tomorrow." And he didn't know what the hell I was talking about. But what's on your pillow? So I gave him my four words. And he thought, he's like, "That's not good."
Okay, then.
And then Lee gave her words, and he goes, "Okay, that's better."
Okay, so Jimmy is very judgmental.
How handsome was this cocky gentleman?
Because
I feel like that matters in the context of the story.
I'm going to say the fact that he was really rich made him a little more appealing.
Right.
Because he's really rich. So anyway.
And he led with that because he's smart.
It's all he said. He would ask you a question and then keep talking about himself.
I kind of like him.
But I need to go on a date with him just because it's going to be such a train wreck.
Did you exchange numbers?
So... He's like, "One of you needs to call me." And I was like, "Give me the phone," because Lee's married.
He said one of you? He didn't even decide? He didn't
even
pick?
Because he's rich. He can do that.
This guy is bold.
He really is bold. So I sent him a text message last night while we're sitting at the table saying, "Hi, it's Kennedy." And then I said, "I'm going to send you a song because you're humble." And I sent him Kendrick Lamar's Humble.
Yeah, he needs to sit down, be humble.
So this morning, about an hour ago, I start getting text messages. And the first one says, "Who's this?" Now, what I would like to do is back up two text messages where it says, "Hi, Sully, it's Kennedy." "Who's this?" And I said, "It's Kennedy. Who is this, Sully?" I'm like, "We met last night." "Oh, you told me you were humble. And so I sent you that song, remember?" And he goes, "Oh, I like that song."
Somebody took the train to Blackout City.
So you guys had an inside joke, but only you knew about it. Because Sally had too many espresso martinis.
I would just like to understand how when he pulls up the text from last night, like looking at his phone, being like, what happened last night? And it says, hi, it's Kennedy. And he says, who's this?
He's probably still a little groggy this morning.
Needless to say,
a little marching band in his head.
I'm making this date happen. I don't care what happens because I think it's going to be
you
absolutely.
Need to. If you don't, and I'll sit in the corner of the restaurant just being like,
because I can already tell you what it's going to be like. It'll be a restaurant, a really expensive restaurant,
yep,
where he knows the people and he's like, don't you know who I am?
I have my own table.
Then a drink somewhere else, same thing.
Yep.
And then the whatever happens, and it's at that moment that I'm going to start recording.
You're going to get a nice steak out of it.
You're damn Skippy. But at the end of the day, mommy can buy her own steak, but I'm here for it.
Hey, live your life, girl.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Annie came in with this story this morning. I would like to discuss.
Yes.
617-931-1234. Can you use a gift card on the first three dates?
So one of my friends was asking me yesterday, he's like, you know, I got all of these gift cards for my birthday and I wanted to take this girl out, but we've only been out once before. Do you think I can use a gift card? We're going to go to a kind of like pricier dinner. And I was like, I don't know, that would just kind of makes me feel weird. And I'm not someone that, like, I don't expect everyone to pay for me. Like when I go out on a date, I can pay too. But I think using a gift card just feels a little weird, because if you got that as a gift and you're used, I don't know. It feels very, very weird to me, especially when I'm getting to know someone.
Cheap. Cheap's the word, cheap.
There it is.
I completely disagree. I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, it's not like he's stealing the food or asking you to dine and dash. And frankly, I don't know if I'd want to go out with a girl who thought that was such a big deal.
Okay, well.
All right.
Y'all are materialistic.
Let's take it to the Hey, now. Let's take it to the people. 617-931-1234. Elaine, what do you think? Gift cards okay?
I think it's completely fine.
Yes, that's my girl.
I don't know, Elaine. I feel like when you're starting to get to know someone, maybe you shouldn't, just so it seems like you really care, you're really putting...
Or you have a job and you have money.
That too.
All right, but from my perspective, I'm out with a woman and we're like, let's go to this restaurant, and then we sit down and she goes, oh, by the way, she pulls out a gift card to said restaurant from her purse, I'm going to be jazzed up. Like, we're getting free apps, we're getting drinks. Like, what's wrong with that? It's still food. I don't understand.
I agree. I think it's really, like... It shows the other person is budget savvy and they know how to use money well.
Ugh.
Why do you need to spend $100 for them to like you?
You don't. It's not about the money. I feel like it's a nice gesture when someone offers to pay for you,
right,
not a gift card that you got for Christmas.
I'm with you, Elaine. I ain't saying there's some gold diggers.
All right. Elaine, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay.
This is Caitlin from Scituate County.
Hey, Caitlin.
Hi.
Can you use a gift card? We're calling it date 1 through 3.
See, I don't pay that much attention to what someone pulls out of their wallet. So, and I love gift cards. Like, I love them. So,
yes.
So, in other words, I'm the materialistic jerk here.
Yeah. You're a material girl living in a material world. I can't believe the ladies are siding with me.
Dan is excited.
I heart Dan, so I definitely side with Dan.
Nah,
stop
my girl,
it.
Caitlin.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Caitlin. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
I heart you too.
Yay.
I can't think of a better way to leave the day here than I heart Dan.
Me either.
All right.
Riding high.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I think we need to dig deep into the Jussie Smollett investigation. A little backstory, if you haven't heard about it, which I can't imagine that you haven't at this
point. It's everywhere.
Jussie, who's an actor on Empire, claimed that two men beat him and screamed both racial and homophobic epithets at him. He was taken to the hospital where he was still found with a noose around his neck.
Yep.
They say his ribs were bruised.
Mm-hmm. He had an unnamed chemical thrown on him.
Yes, he did an interview with Robin Roberts.
And prior to that, there was a letter mailed to Fox.
Right.
That was like this cryptic message.
With the magazine cutouts calling him
a homophobic slur. Kind of thing.
So here's what I know right now. CBS 2, which is in Chicago, has obtained a video of two men linked to the attack on him buying Red Hat and ski masks from a store the day before the assault. It shows them at the checkout counter, the two brothers, as they pile up the items, which included a ski mask, gloves, bandanas, sunglasses, and red hats. Smollett has claimed two men wearing similar hat and masks attacked him on January 29th. they made multiple phone calls and visited several stores to get the video. The reporter from the TV station in Chicago. The brothers were arrested last week, but later released without charges. The rumor is that the two brothers told the police they helped stage the attack with Jussie. They were paid $3,500 to pour a chemical on the actor and place the rope around his neck and yell those things at him. Sources say they used a rideshare vehicle to get to the neighborhood and were caught on camera appearing nervous. At least one of the brothers bought the rope in the incident at Smollett's request. Sources say Smollett paid for the rope, which was purchased at a hardware store in the Ravenswood neighborhood the weekend of January 25th. I honestly just don't know what to do. They just showed the video on the news, and Annie and I were watching it, and it's just, I mean, it's them, and the red hat is, I think, the damning piece of evidence.
It just makes me so sick to my stomach, and we all keep saying this, because there are people that this really happens to, and for somebody allegedly to have made this up and to stage this entire thing is just so disgusting.
I just wonder what his reasons are. Like, did he think he was getting canned from the show? Did he think he wasn't getting enough attention? Did he want to
He wanted to boost his status in the industry.
Make and himself this would have been a huge spokesperson thing. Yeah. For anti-racist.
But how did you think you weren't going to get caught? With all of these video cameras and everything, you really think that somebody wouldn't find out?
I just don't even know. So Jussie is being charged for filing a false police report over the claims he was the victim of this assault. They have indicted him on the felony charge after detectives presented their evidence. He is going to, from what I understand, surrender today, and he has to be in court this afternoon.
I bet he doesn't do any time.
But especially for all his Empire co-stars like Taraji P. Henson, Terrence Howard, that have come to bat for him and really said, Jussie's going to forgive these people. He's going to be okay. We all stand behind him. Like, what do you do in that situation?
I don't know. But you wanted to believe in him. And I don't think there's anything wrong with standing by someone that you believe in. But Fox has said that they are not writing him out at this time. I have a feeling they're going to reverse that one pretty quick.
They're already writing him out as his break is happening.
Yes.
He is never going to get another job in Hollywood, nor should he.
So he'll be in court this afternoon. I'm sure he'll be all over the news this afternoon as to what happens. And we'll bring you all that information tomorrow morning as soon as I get it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Annie is realizing that doing this job is kind of a social life killer.
I just have realized in the last couple months that I'm a giant loser.
You're not a loser, honey.
No, I am. It's
You're
okay.
You're just doing your job.
And I'm so lucky that I get to do this job, and it means so much to me, and I'm so happy every day I come in here, but it's just so funny. My friends are like, yeah, like, you want to like go get a drink on a Thursday? I'm like, at like 2 p.m.
Well, this is what you have to do. You've got to find you that person that can drink at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's you two.
Which
you
is fine.
Two are my only two.
We're here for it, you know. But yeah, it's so awkward. Like when you meet new people or when you're going somewhere and they're like, "Oh, you guys, we're going to dinner at 9. You want to come?" And I'm like, I totally want to, but I can't.
And getting back out there dating and stuff, it's difficult for me. But I'm trying. I'm ripping the Band-Aid off slowly,
good
slowly
girl.
But surely. But you know, they'll ask me to go out during the week, and I'm like.
Yeah, the one of the guys that I've been going out with, you know, his schedule is as crazy as mine.
Yeah.
And I was like, so want to go to dinner? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, steak? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, good. I made reservations for 6. He goes, what, brunch?
No, but really, this kid's like,
we can be at home and in bed by 7:30.
I don't have a
problem
early
bird
with that.
Special.
I feel like everybody wins on that. So
early bird special is the best. This kid's like, how am I going to get you to go out with me? I'm like, if we meet at like 5 p.m. on the dot.
If he wants to do the work, then he can do the work.
It's just, it's so funny being this age and everyone else, you know, around my age is doing all of these crazy things like Sunday funding and Southie. I'm like, how do you guys do that? Because you know you stay out till 10 p.m.
Yeah, but you don't have to. Here's what you got to learn. You got to learn to listen to the voice.
Yes.
And I'm pretty good at listening to the voice. I call my shot before we even go out.
Yes.
You know that. And I'm okay with it. Some people can make fun of me, but you know what? I wake up in the morning and I can still get here and I'm not a complete and total mess.
So yes.
Sunday fun day is totally doable. You just got to cut the cord at 5.
Got to cut the cord.
Or you could just do what I did. I was here at 24 interning and I just didn't sleep for my entire 20s. Just do that.
Yeah, Dan.
I can't do that.
How do you feel now, Dan?
I know.
Do you feel like you're about 20 years older than you are?
I feel spry. I'm ready to rock.
Well, Annie, I'm sorry. It is just the real, real struggle of doing this job.
Know,
there are certain things you have to give up, and you wake up in the morning and look at the Insta, and the FOMO is so real.
And it's not even that I have FOMO. Because
I do.
But I mean, they don't. There's people that go and sit at a desk job, and I know that they're not happy. And I'm like, at least I go in here and I'm happy every day. but it's just, I don't have a social life anymore. But that's fine. We're just going to deal with that.
It's okay to say your problems. We know that you like working here. It's not like you're, you know.
Annie, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm babysitting tonight, I'm babysitting tomorrow, and I'm working on Saturday. So, like, hit me up, fellas.
Yeah, you're right. You got no social life.
So you can't go up, but you could babysit.
Yeah.
We're going to sit and watch Frozen, and then they'll be in bed by 7:30, too. It's like
exactly.
An early bird special.
Make your paper, boo-boo.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.